And now back to Rosie on the House and our day with a plumber, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Rule number three, beware of bathrooms.
Plumbers!
Don't let them catch you with your pants down.
Ah, where were we?
You were sitting on the toilet.
No. No, I'm sorry.
Spending a day with a plumber here at Rosie on the House. And my good friend Chris Stanfield is here from Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. I'm teasing him about how expensive plumbers are, but it is a firm belief of mine that they're only paid half what they're worth.
Thank you, Rosie.
Chris is like, no, three times.
You have to grow. You know, if I were to be a plumber, I'm kind of sissy when it comes to the things you find in the drain lines. So I'd have like the first 3 or 4 years, there'd be a barf bucket with me with all my tools. Then you have to be a contortionist. Every plumber must do yoga like 2 hours a morning.
Yeah, well, you got to be able to get down in some pretty tight spaces.
Use tools that you never use any other place. Be able to tighten things that you can't see, you can only feel. And then you walk away and you just hope your 20 years of experience proves that nut was tight enough.
That's right.
So, like I say, you guys are all plumbers are too expensive, but all plumbers only make half what they deserve because y'all do a great service. And your comment last hour was a beautiful comment. And the whole globe, plumbers have probably saved more lives than doctors.
Yeah, it's not probably. No doubt about it.
No doubt about it. Nothing like the sanitation of a good plumbing system.
And they say, like, what, how many people die of malpractice? No one's ever died of a broken water line.
Well, you know what?
Maybe in a home.
Yeah, that's true.
An inch and a half line in the house.
You know, we have several callers that have been on hold for a while, and I just want to beg their patience for a minute because there's something I want to talk about. One of the things that we're asked a lot is once that home that's 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40 years old, and for one reason or another, either it is a pipe burst or just fear and anxiety over a pipe burst, the house has to be replumbed. And generally speaking, I'm speaking generally now, when we built that house, we ran all the cold water supply in underneath the slab, comes up inside the house, insulated space, and even in the middle of the summer when we turn on the cold water, it's generally not hot.
No, it's usually not real hot, although not real cold either.
Not real cold. Then we replumb the house, and everything is hot.
Yeah, if you have to plumb over in the attic, if you've ever been in an attic, you'll know why.
Yeah, temperatures can reach 140, 50, 160 degrees pretty easy. What are your options? The house needs to be replumbed. How do you address that with a homeowner?
Well, it's usually not a problem like for the hot side, right, because you don't mind the water getting hot on the hot side. But if a cold side, yeah, people don't like that. There's a new system out called E-Pipe, which is an epoxy coating that can coat the inside of the pipe. And most of the time that can be done and without having to tear up your home. So it can be a great option.
And I want to help paint people's picture in the listener's mind. What you're doing is you're turning the water off to the house. You're evacuating everything inside your water supply lines. And then you're blowing like this inflatable balloon epoxy inside the pipe that seals to the outside walls of the pipe. And you virtually, for the water thinks it's passing through a brand new piece of pipe.
Yeah. It's a liquid like a paint almost, but when it dries on the wall of the pipe, it puts a brand new coat on the inside.
Yeah. So that can save you from having to replumb through the attic.
That's right.
You could keep your cold water.
You could. And believe me, if the wife wants cold water, that's a good thing.
Now, we actually had a caller call in about, Romy, when was this, 7, 8 years ago? He says, Rosie, the way I beat that replumb hot water is I bought a second water heater. And my cold water drains into that water heater. Of course, it's turned off. Okay. And so it's a cooling tank.
Yeah.
It sits in there before it goes into the rest of the house. He says, so I got two water heaters sitting side by side. One's not connected, and it's just acting as a cooling tank, and the other one's my water heater.
Yeah, you know, I've never seen anyone do that, but that's something that could be done.
Didn't we get a notice, though, that that's not very sanitary? The reason they keep the water heaters is at over 120 degrees, that way bacteria can't grow. If you're keeping this cool water in this tank, you've got an opportunity to breed bacteria.
Well, I would imagine if it's city water with the chlorine in it, I mean, it sits in big tanks on the sides of hills all over the valley and all over Tucson anyway, right?
Yeah, I mean, but you do have the possibility of having bacteria grow in that water being stagnant.
Okay. Particularly if you're gone for a couple weeks.
Yes.
If you got a family of 17, you're okay. Let's get down to Tucson and welcome Mary Lou into the conversation, and then we'll take Steve and Mr. Lewis. Mary Lou, calling from Tucson. Good morning.
Good morning. We have a problem when I run the laundry, and it's dumping out a big load. The laundry room is next to the kitchen, and when it starts dumping out, it kind of bubbles in my two sinks in my kitchen, which is right next to it, and the smell comes in. And so now I've been plugging up the drains, but it's still, now it's backing up a little bit in the laundry room itself because there's a sink in there too. So is there a chemical or something that we can use?
Well, I would assume your own home's probably pretty old. Is that correct?
Our house, we moved in 93.
Is that when it was built in 93?
93, yes.
Oh, well, then you probably do have plastic drain. You know, that could probably be taken care of just cleaning that drain.
Cleaning the drain where?
Cleaning the drain, you probably clean both the kitchen and the laundry drain. Usually they should have a clean out somewhere, and you'd have to, this is something normally a plumber would do, would come out and clean that drain. And they also have the ability to put a camera down to see what the problem actually is. You could have a belly in the line. You could have buildup in the line that's causing this. I was assuming you probably had cast iron pipe, but if you're that new of a home, it's probably plastic, and that's probably something that could be maintained and corrected.
It is plastic, my husband said.
Yeah.
Probably, you know, a chemical, my husband says.
Yeah, you can get chemicals. Once again, something like the enzyme product that's sold, that may be helpful, or you can also get cleaning products that may be able to go down. That would be a cheap way to try first. If that doesn't work, you're probably going to have to get some professional help and have someone come out and clean that drain and take a look at it.
Now, on septics, I have a question. I have heard that if you have multiple people in the home, the amount of use it gets actually keeps it anything from building up. It stays this very slurry, and if you've only got a few people using it very rarely, the solids tend to build up more. Now, it seems like we had to have ours pumped with eight kids and people in the house every couple years at one point, so I haven't seen that.
Well, it's never like we just had six kids at the house. It's six kids and 14 friends. It's amazing. Our septic tank didn't just explode from the inside out many times over.
Yeah. Well,
our house is not a good one to use for an example, that's for sure.
That's true. You know, just like anything else, it's something that sits that usually doesn't last as long as something that's used. So new water going in there and stirring it up is a good thing.
Okay. Now, listen, y'all were calling from Tucson, and no, down in Tucson we have Rosie Certified Plumber, Woods Plumbing.
And that number is 477-7403.
Bill Woods, a great guy. They service their office up in the north side of Tucson, south of Marana, but service the whole Pima counties. So give them a ring. They're great folks. We're down in Tucson right now. Let's stay down there and bring in Mr. Lewis from Oro Valley.
Lewis, welcome to the program, sir.
Hey, thank you very much. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, thanks for your great program. This was really informative. Okay, we are a part-time resident of Oro Valley in a second home. It's about 10 years old. I have automatic bill pay notice for the drip water bill. It runs about $20 a month. 1 month I got a bill of $335. I had my gardener go by and look at the house, and he found a break, and now I understand your system is between, it sounds like, the pressure regulator that runs to the city, and then the meter that runs into the house. Three questions. You hear a lot of this happening a lot, because I bet you I'm not the only guy that's had this happen. Number two, should I have that line that runs from the regulator to my house replaced? And number three, is there any way I can get a notice early from city or somebody so I don't have this $300 water bill if it happens again? Thank you.
Yeah, he's got you loaded there. Let's see. Now, Chris, I have to tell you, we only have 45 minutes left of the show.
Okay.
All right. Early notice from cities. Wouldn't that be nice if they would early notify you, hey, you typically are burning through 500 to 600 gallons a day. We want you to know right now you're metering at 3,000 gallons a day.
No, they're not going to give you an early notice.
But it would be nice.
It would be nice.
Can we buy an early warning system for the house?
You know, there are systems that, like alarms, that will tell you if something's flooding on the inside. I don't know of any system, though, that would tell you you're using too many gallons a day. But I may just not know about it.
Now, we had that happen to us one time where Jennifer got in the back of our house is a big wash, and that's where our water supply services our house. And Jennifer says, well, you'll be happy to know our water bill this month is $847. I said, holy cow. So I went out there, and of course, the wash was full of water, and it was right there at the meter. It had been leaking. Now, fortunately, the city, you were able to negotiate with them. And,
well, they forgave about half of it, but it was still a very large water bill.
And then they let you stretch it out over a couple months.
So they
it
did.
Didn't, so it didn't get you hit all at one time. So for those of you that see those big spikes, but those leaks sometimes can be hard to find.
Yeah, because they don't always come up to the surface. So you could have a leak and not know it for a long time.
A long time. A long, long time. And again, calling from Oro Valley, the certified plumber that we have down in Pima County area is Woods Plumbing. And you can look him up at rosieonthehouse.com. Let's see. We don't have time to sneak in Steve calling from South Mountain right now, but I promise you, we have open lines. If you'd like to get in, a day with a plumber, all plumbing questions today, 1-888-767-4348. When we get back, we're going to be talking about, okay, what do you do with the most abused appliance in your house?
Make a splash this summer with Rosie Certified Presidential Pools and Spas. They are your one-stop shop for custom-designed pools and spas. They even have a creative landscaping division, contemporary patio furniture, and therapeutic above-ground spas to set you apart from the rest. Start enjoying your backyard all year round and cool down when that summer heat takes over. Now is the perfect time to get moving and start planning that pool party you've always dreamed of. Visit the newly remodeled Gilbert Showroom featuring the largest pool park in Arizona. See what 20-plus years of building quality pools and spas can do for you. Presidential Pools focuses on attention to details and uses innovative products like the Q360 in-floor cleaning system or the sparkling Pebble Radiance interior finish. Presidential is the official sponsor of your spectacular summer. Dive into paradise with Arizona's number one pool builder. Visit presidentialpools.com or call them today at 480-967-9467 and tell them Rosie sent you. Presidential Pools.